This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about anything that you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, Johnson, you had a question that you wanted to ask Mark, but we're going to need to recap briefly here. We were talking about property. And property rights when it comes to stuff you donate, because Mark had brought up this question about
desecration of a venerated object.
Yeah, so what had happened originally was we were talking about an issue with a teenager. He's 17. He's charged with desecration of a venerated object in Pennsylvania for having a photo taken of him having a sexual position with a kneeling Christ statue. And that was offensive to some people, and the question kind of the conversation we had evolved into a discussion, a larger discussion about property. And, you know, Mark, you said this was wrong for him to do this on someone's private property, and he therefore owed some sort of restitution. Johnson and I disagreed with that, saying that no damage was done. If somebody's offended by it, well, then, as Johnson pointed out, I think rightly so, they can issue a no trespass notice now that they know that this young man may be a problem child and they don't want him on their property. Of course, as was pointed out on Facebook, the right thing to do for a Christian, ostensibly Christian church, would be to forgive the young man and move on. But so everybody's got a different position on this. It led to another question about, well, what if the statue wasn't on private property but was in point of fact on public property? Would that change whether or not it would be legal to hump the statue? And then, Johnson, you have a related question.
So the question that I have is, and this is something that I had intent to do and still sort of have intent to do. I haven't gotten around to it, but there is a you can get like Avery labels and where you can print your own labels and whatnot. And
yeah.
Every time I've stayed at a hotel, you know, I'm very offended by the fact that there's always these Bibles. And
is it,
you know,
always? I don't think it's every hotel.
I've never been to a hotel that hasn't had one.
Well, I don't look that hard, but they're certainly in lots of hotels.
There's always a Bible in those drawers in the hotels, and there's a label that you can get that
brought to you by the Gideons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brought to you by the Gideons, and there's a label that you can get who I don't know who it's brought to you by, but you can print out these labels, and it says "Warning." It's like a big red, you know, big red label. It says "Warning: This is a work of fiction. Do not take it literally. Content advisory: Contains verses descriptive or of or advocating suicide, incest, bestiality, sadomasochism, sexual activity in a violent context, murder, morbid violence, use of drugs or alcohol, homosexuality, voyeurism, revenge, undermining of authority figures, lawlessness, and human rights violations at a atrocities. Exposure warning. Exposure to contents for extended periods of time or during formative years in children may cause delusions, hallucinations, decreased cognitive and objective reasoning abilities, and in extreme cases, pathological disorders, hatred, bigotry, and violence, including but not limited to fanaticism, murder, and genocide. And the idea is to print out these labels and slap them on the cover of the Bible.
Got it. I think that's pretty funny. So the question is...
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that as a renter, and that's what you're doing. You're renting the hotel for the evening, and as a renter, you have certain sort of I think you have expectations that that are reasonable, and that that you're not going to be subjected to other people's religious beliefs might be one of them. So I think that when you choose to leave your religious text in hotel rooms around the country, that you're probably, it's a reasonable thing at that point that that people who have paid for those hotel rooms may toss them in the garbage.
I want to come back to this here in a moment. Let's go to Mike. He's in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Mike, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an opinion and a comment. I've been listening to your program now for about 20 minutes, and I just want to tell you how disappointed I am in the content and context of your show. I think you would do yourselves both well to have someone who's close to you to monitor your show and give you an honest opinion of how they think you conduct yourselves on this show.
Can you be more specific? What is it that is so offensive to you?
Well, I don't think, first of all, that you're into the content of a lot of the topics that you're discussing well enough to properly and respectfully discuss them. And I think your antics back and forth between you and the other person.
There's three people here. There's three people here. But can you give me a more specific example? Like, what issue do you feel like we're not, knowledgeable enough about, or what you're saying there? Go ahead.
Well, I think what you need to do is have someone that is close to each of you, all three of you, listen to this program and critique the way you speak, the way you conduct the interview, and the way
it's
you
just
highlight
this.
On the
it's just this show, or is it every episode?
Well, I've only listened to your show one. Well, no, I've actually heard parts of your show once or twice previously and was not impressed either time that I listened to your show. Your topics.
The difficulty I have here, like, we have consultants that listen to the show and give us critique, and the difficulty is that oftentimes when people disagree with us, it's a lot easier for them to say, since we're younger than most talk show hosts, it's easier for them to say, you know, you're Bush League, you'll never amount to anything, you guys should give this up. But we've been doing it for 12 years, and we're on 100...
He's not saying anything. He's really not saying... You haven't given a specific critique yet,
he
Mike.
He says that we're
all
not good enough.
All you've said was you want someone to sit in... Well, by the way, there is someone sitting in the studio listening to us, but you want someone who's close to us to tell us what's wrong, but you won't tell us what you're finding so wrong about the show. Can you put it into words?
Well, I'm trying to, but it's difficult for me to say it because I don't want to be too awfully rude and offensive.
Oh, don't worry. We can handle rude people. It's no problem. I won't be
first
offended.
First of all, I know that it's all about entertainment. You're not really interested in discussing, I don't think, the real value and content and purpose of any real issues. I think you're just interested in bantering.
So you don't think free speech is a real issue? You don't think property rights is a real issue?
Well, I don't think the way you're handling it and treating it as a bona fide topic is respectful.
Which topic are you referring to?
It's not respectful.
Hold on. Which topic are you referring to? We've talked about several so far in the show tonight.
Hold on. First a minute. We're on my time now, and I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just saying.
This isn't an argument. I'm asking you a question. I'm trying to understand what it is you're telling me. If you're trying to give me feedback, I need to understand the words coming out of your mouth. You mentioned some sort of topic that you felt like we weren't into. Which of the topics we've discussed have you felt that was true? Or do you just think it's everything that has come out of our mouths?
Well, almost everything, but I would say in particular the comments about the statue and I hope that listener, that caller still listening, who made that unbelievably rude and crude comment and joke about the statue. And first of all, for you not to have responded in some professional, responsive, and respectful way to have diminished his comments.
Yeah,
I found that.
I see.
It sounds like you really just don't like people disagreeing with your religion, is what it sounds like.
Well, let me say this, and then I'm going to go. Each of you, all three of you, if your show is taped, do you ever go home and listen to the way you interact back and forth? And
yes.
To me, if you do that, well, I guess if you've been doing it for 12 years and you're paid to do this, somebody must find it acceptable. But
believe it or not, people like different things in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and conflict is the lifeblood of radio.
Well, let me say this, and then I'll let you go so you can have some other callers call in. I think you need to listen to yourselves again so you can improve your program.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
Would be easily described as iconoclastic. Look that word up.
Yeah. If somebody calls and tells a good joke, I'm going to laugh at it. And I don't know what it means to be respectful or whatever. I mean, a good joke's a good joke.
You know? Somebody's going to cut that clip out. Ian saying, I don't know what it means to be respectful or whatever.
Look, this isn't a typical talk radio program. I mean, this guy's probably listening to, he's there in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. We're probably the newest show on that particular radio station. They just added us probably about a month ago now, maybe a month, maybe 5 weeks ago. And
in the Bible Belt,
your typical talk radio station is going to have the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys, and I don't have their schedule in front of me right now, but I can pull it up.
Not all the ideas deserve to be respected.
Yeah, but the idea of free speech is important, and you got to consider that speech that you disagree with is the kind of speech that needs to be protected.
And we're into that idea. Obviously, we're doing talk radio, so we should support free speech, right? More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Tell us how you feel.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about freedom of speech, property rights here tonight. The last call seems to think we don't care about these issues.
Well, you know, and he has a point. There is a point that's there that I respect of his points, even if I don't respect religion. And the point is that I do get worried often, you know, the last time I was on Free Talk Live, lost an affiliate due to discussion about religion. And I always get concerned because I don't respect religion in any way. I have zero respect for the willful choice to abandon one's sense of reason, which is what I feel religion is.
I have religion, and I feel like I'm fairly reasonable.
Well, and I think that at any time you have to take something on faith, that you've decided to abandon your reason.
Well, I don't know if I take it on faith.
Well,
I have a personal belief, and I believe I have evidence for that belief. But it's personal, so you know I can't quantify it scientifically for you.
Yeah, there's no scientific quantification. There's no proof. There's not even an attempt in most cases.
But I've definitely had spiritual experiences while on certain substances.
Certain substances, absolutely.
So
mushrooms cause religion.
The atheism on the radio and television has a long and storied career. And I used to listen to Neil Bortz, who was a libertarian talk show host, even into the aughts and a little further than that. And, you know,
that man has a high respect for the Islamic religion.
No, he has no respect at all for the Islamic religion. And the one thing that, you know, I thought, that was the one thing I always thought was that he's really just sort of taking the social momentum in the United States of Christianity and giving it elevation over the momentum of the religion of Islam in the Middle East. And I think that that's ethnocentrism, in my opinion. So I think that whatever your belief of people in the sky is your belief, and that's fine, but don't expect me to. I don't expect you to respect mine. I don't expect, and I don't expect. You should not expect me to respect yours. But this is what they would do all the time to Neil Bortz in Atlanta, and he had stations all across the South too. Is they would, you know, they'd like, I agree with most of the things you're saying, Neil, but and then I'm never going to listen to you again, right? Like then it would be that thing, and he'd be like, oh yeah, another person not listening. And the fact is, the conflict is good on the radio. The conflict is good for people. People with different opinions challenge your mindset. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you kind of a hypocrite, though? Because you can criticize me for taking James in Arizona's calls because you don't want to talk to him because he's a challenging caller.
No, he's abusive.
Well, it's just because he says things you don't
like? He's threatening. No,
he hasn't threatened you. He beats around the bush.
He beats around the bush on threatening. I don't need that in my life. I don't need somebody who's angry all the time and abusive and threatening.
Well, I'll still take James' calls because this is an open phone show.
I'd talk to him.
This is an open phone show where anyone can call in, and there are very few rules on that.
Reward a-holes, you'll get a-holes.
James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, speaking of a-holes, thanks for taking me on, Minister Freeman. I grieve for the innocent children and women that were droned to death during what Mark Edgington called a legitimate terrorist attack on the Pentagon. But and speaking of modern, yeah, there were women and children in that plane that flew into the Pentagon.
I don't think he called it legitimate. What are you talking about?
He absolutely, positively did call it legitimate terrorist attack on another day on another show of Free Talk Live.
All right, I'll have to take your word for it because Mark apparently won't bother responding.
I don't know why. You can take my word for it, that's for sure. You can take my word for it. Ian, every time I call into Free Talk Live, I don't lie or disparage anybody unless they have it coming. May I continue?
Go right ahead.
Speaking of, by the way, the modern-day jihadist terrorists that are waging a warpath across the Levant, Ian, that have murdered and raped and destroyed Sunni mosques or Shiite mosques, even, you know, their competitors in Iraq, they have yet to confront one American soldier, but how anybody like Minister Edgington can say we created them is an offense to me and anybody that has any morals or
I didn't create anybody, and I thank you for the call tonight and the opinion at 855-450-FREE. I think what you
so
what
when he's
might
suggesting that we created them is he's talking about the fact that like people might react to their families being bombed since the 60s.
I think he was,
and their children being blown to bits in front of them, that they might retaliate and attack America. Is that what he means by creating them?
I think that's what he might have been getting at there.
I mean, I don't know if we literally created them, but I mean, I'm sure bombing people's families might have that reaction. I don't know if it's 100%, you know,
or you
correlation
could,
is not causation, but.
Or you could point out the U.S. government has funded groups like Al Qaeda and Saddam Hussein in the past.
Right, or, you know, like how we're going to be training Syrians here and then we'll be fighting them in a war in 10 years. You know, that. You know, but no, I mean, it's not. We're not causing these things. I mean, obviously, we're not creating these terrorists by funding them and arming them.
I am not funding anyone. I'd just like to remind you, and that's why
sure. I use the we.
It's a real pet peeve of mine when people say we did this and we did that. Now, maybe James in Arizona would fund the military and have them go and kill people
I'm
in
sure
his name.
He would.
But
he would.
I personally am not interested in funding killings, and nor am I interested in funding imprisoning peaceful people, and so I won't pay for it.
Yeah, I as far as I'm concerned, blowback is a quite a well-documented reaction. And if you really think that people in the Middle East aren't reacting to the United States' foreign policy, you think they're dogs.
They
you
just hate us for our freedom, Mark. Right.
Well, you know,
they hate us because of pop music and rock and roll.
You know how the United people in the U.S. would react if some foreign power decided to come over here and rule over us. It would be a guerrilla war to the very last of them.
When they think, when they weigh the issues, they go, well, half of my family was just blown to bits, or well, they, in the United States, they just had these nude pictures, and it's all over the pop media because these celebrities are exposed by nude. Well, that just makes me so much
these
more mad. My family being blown
be
to bits is the minor issue.
Yeah.
These Americans need to be stopped because there's naked pictures of celebrities on the internet. They are just despicable people, these Americans. I mean, really, like... why? I still don't understand how ill-informed people are just able to just walk around with this, like, just, well, I hate us for our freedom. I'm just completely ignorant of everything in the world. You know, like, how do people live in such a cloud of ignorance?
For one thing, they think that U.S. foreign policy started on September the 11th, 2001.
Right.
You know, that nothing occurred, that there wasn't 5 decades worth of U.S. intervention in the Middle East up to that point. And,
nothing precipitated the attack.
It's out of the blue. The quotes.
How's that happen?
I'm looking at a page of quotes here from Osama bin Laden, him talking about his upset with the U.S.'s government being all cozy with the Saudi Arabian government.
Hey, drewsdefense.org is where you can go to donate to Andrew Jones. He's facing the rest of his life in prison for being allegedly one of the operators of the Silk Road, which is an underground marketplace. He's also a Free State Project participant, and he can use folks' help raising money to put on his defense. If you think the war on drugs needs to end, you're willing to do something to help out, please go to drewsdefense.org and help out Andrew Jones. He could really use the assistance. PayPal, Bitcoin, drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. We still have to get to the rest of the question about the labeling of the Bible.
Right.
I want to come back to that discussion. Your calls are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and bring up anything you want here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you there, and they're all totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Do you need focus and are feeling fatigued? Try to get that extra edge when it counts. Look into modafinil from modup.net. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Plus, students are using modafinil. In fact, 1 in 5 of them are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Over at modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net also gives you a deep discount if you pay with Bitcoin. You'll save 33%. Plus, to make the deal even better, use code FTL and you get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL at modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil. That's modup.net. BibleLineUp.net with code FTL as we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got to come back to the Bible labeling thing. Don't let me forget that. Let's go first to Scott, however. He's listening to WPTK in Raleigh, Talk Radio 850.
So I've been listening this evening and for a couple of weeks now, and you made a few comments. One was about, you know, Raleigh and that right-wing Christian mantra that's getting beat up a little bit.
I said Bible Belt, didn't I?
Yeah, it's good enough for me. I mean, I'm an Israeli citizen living in the United States. I have two children. One's 30. She's very intelligent. She's a scientist. The other one's 14. They have different mothers. I'm never married to either one of them. And the Christians beat me up constantly. So I enjoy it. I tell them all the time, you beat up Jesus, you know, mine's beat me up too. So I'm a Philistine. I was born in Haifa. English is a second language. I speak Spanish fluently. I speak Arabic and Hebrew. I understand the politics of the day. And these Christians are just insulted because they're naive and they're getting their clocks cleaned. And it's just the real radical right wingers who are just as, you know, they're not violent, but they're, you said it earlier, when they tell you you're not going to heaven or the hereafter because you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, or you've done something to defile a statue, or my daughter, who's a tenured teacher at a renowned university, has tattoos. I mean, for Pete's sake, she's creating things that save human lives in the medical industry. And so she's going to hell. Okay, great. You know, have a good
she's
day.
She's going to hell because she has tattoos?
According to these right-wingers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's your body's a temple thing, right?
It's Leviticus 19, or I don't know what they call it in that weird Jewy book.
It's a unnatural mark. It's a whole thing. But, you know, then you confront these people. And, again, I'm a biblical scholar. I could give it to you verbatim. And I confront these people, and I talk to them, and I say, dude, you're an idiot. Your kids are pushing away from you. You're condemning people because of your naivete. You're not tolerant. You should turn a blind eye. When my daughter came to me and said she got a tattoo, I said, cool. She said, you're not upset? I said, no. She's like, okay. If she came to me and told me she was a lesbian, I would say, cool. I don't care. You know, enjoy yourself, sweetheart. But anyway, you guys are a breath of fresh air. to the right-wing thumping. I beat them up. I would have. Because it's September 11th, my brother lives in New York City. He spent 3 days on the pile. He works for Housing Preservation and Development. My sister-in-law is a Jamaican immigrant, and she's a cop in New York City. So we're intimate with the situation. I would have turned the Saudi Peninsula into green glass the next day. Now, okay, that's a bit violent, and maybe it was uncalled for. But nonetheless, we're talking about Shia and Sunni, and we leave out the Wahhabist pricks. The Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia are a bunch of clandestine retards. I have no problem standing up to them. They defile women on a daily basis. Their human rights violations are as thick as the Bible in seven languages.
I thought Wahhabists were Shiites with like just a sect of Shia.
Yeah, and they have Sharia law, and if you misbehave, they beat the ever-loving life out of you, or they kill you. There's no
news
coming
out of
that.
Not unusual, yeah.
I understand that you're frustrated by, you know, the Wahhabists, et cetera, and that you at one time wanted to turn something into glass. And I don't support violence as a solution to problems, but if someone does support violence, then they should be free, in my mind, to hire any mercenaries they want to go over and persecute whatever kind of violence that they're interested in doing. And then that way you would have to accept whatever consequences would come from that as the person hiring the killers. Whereas I don't want to be involved at all. I don't want to have any of my money going towards killing around the world. And can you respect that?
Scott's down.
Would you be all right with respecting that about me?
Absolutely. So I got a letter from City Securities, which I hold, you know, a portfolio with for maybe 20 years. I'm almost 50 years old. And they sold their shares of their company. They sold City Securities, Buffalo, New York, where I played ice hockey in college, and I made some investments with some of my friends. Well, anyway, they sold to Wells Fargo. I sold every single one of my shares because Wells Fargo is wholly owned by the Saudi government. It's ridiculous that people don't know this. They're the largest mortgage banker in the United States today. They hold more secondary carloans. So you just said something that I'm very passionate about. I'm not giving those pricks any of my money. Zero.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and thank you for the call tonight. And that's a great. That was a great counterpoint to the guy who called earlier. He was like, "This is the worst show." I mean, paraphrasing him. This, you guys are terrible. You need a consultant, etc. Whatever.
Well, you know, there's been many studies done on biblical literacy.
My point being, you can't please everybody.
Sure,
you just can't.
There's been many studies done on biblical literacy, and it's funny that you know he's like talking about, I can cite it to you verbatim, and it's just funny because it's like you say, the people who know the Bible best, and there's a saying that's like, you want to stop believing the Bible, read it. you know, the people who are most well versed in the Bible, they've done studies like Pew Research and what's the other big one?
Rasmussen
polls, and there's another big polling companies, and they've gone and they've asked questions and done Bible tests to find out who's the most biblically literate. The number one group of people who are most biblically literate, atheists. Second most, Jews, and then third most, agnostics.
There you go.
And it's just like, you know, none of these groups are Christian, and they know the Bible better.
It's not a surprise at all. Now, look,
I'm not going to call all Christians ignorant, but I mean, I think that one of the...
No, that's not fair.
I'm not saying that, but what I am going to say, and I think that Christians probably can resonate, if they listen to me for a second, is that the religion, the way it has evolved up to this point, and I think that anybody would be crazy to say that Christianity hasn't evolved since the first century. So it has evolved to the point that A, you're threatened with hell. B, you're rewarded with heaven. The Baptists, I'm just going to use them as an interesting point here, is that all they believe is all you have to do is once saved, always saved. You give your heart to Jesus, you're saved. Now, that's a pretty low cost. You do something wrong, you should probably ask for forgiveness, but ultimately you're saved if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So, small cost, terrible, consequence for not doing it, which is going to being tortured for all eternity in hell. Now, you've got this weird situation set up where people are like, yeah, well, might as well do that. And then you get this large membership of people. It's supposed to be the narrow way that is difficult for people to go, but it's not. I mean, here I sit. I have asked Jesus into my heart before.
Well, wait a minute. Well, hold on. It is the narrow way to do what Jesus is actually suggesting, right? To be of peace and to
I don't know that Jesus existed, man.
And to forgive. Okay, fine. Buddha. You know, all of these great men over all the years have had, you know, it's been a pretty tough path for them, and the path that was supposedly advocated by Jesus to love one's enemies, I mean, that's not an easy road. To forgive people? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. You can lambast us. You can insult us. You can do whatever you want here. Mark gets his feelings hurt sometimes about it.
Oh, I get my feelings hurt.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over Skype. It will be approved, and it is that easy. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, it's not too late. It's free online forever. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Victimless Crime Spree has been, selected, if you will, by the brilliant algorithms of Google as the most relevant piece of information relating to the search victimless crime, as I understand it. And
what about just victimless?
It's up there, I think. I don't know where it shows up on there. But if you do one of those, you open a private browser window, mm-hmm. and you go to Google and you type those things in, you should have really good results with it. You have to be careful when you're getting Google results from, just typing things in and trying to figure out.
Google knows you.
Right. Trying to figure out if that's where it shows up for everyone. Like if I Google something that's related to Keen, Free Keen may show up at the top of the list. But that's because I go there a lot and they know that. So
it's not coming from me under either a logged in browser session or
really it's not coming up anymore.
It's coming up as the Wikipedia entry.
It was for a little while. I'm sorry about that. Try YouTube and then it might come up there.
Sure, it'll come up on YouTube.
So YouTube has selected Victimless Crime Spree as the most relevant piece of pop culture relating to that particular search. It's a great movie. It's an hour and a half long documentary film which focuses on our friend Derek J and co-host Derek J from the Monday night version of the show.
It definitely does come up.
And the five arrests that he experienced in a 1-year period of time. for victimless crimes, where no one was harmed. And you can go and you can enjoy the film and share it with your friends over at victimlesscrimespree.com, or just search for victimless crime. In fact, I think you can just do victimless on YouTube, and it will come up as, as the first result. So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to... We've got Eric in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to call in and give my support for, I'm in the Raleigh area, and, you know, your show is definitely something good that we need around here, because you are certainly right on what our regular radio is, and it's really just been a pleasure to listen to you guys, so I just wanted to chip in my support.
Well, right on. You know what you can do better than that, better than calling in? Cause, I mean, it's nice to hear from the, you know, the choir, so to speak, the people that enjoy the show, and I appreciate that. I don't want it to sound like I don't appreciate it. But the best thing you could do would be to contact Talk Radio 850 when you get a chance and tell tell Brian Freeman there, the program director, tell him thanks.
His last name is Freeman?
Believe it or not, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, no relation. But super nice guy.
Considering your name is made up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he made, I don't know if he made his name up either.
I don't know what he's done.
And by the way, everybody made up their name at some damn point, right?
No. Yep. You nut. Everybody had made up their... You're suggesting I'm my ancestors? What kind of nut are you?
What?
Everybody made up their name?
Yeah, somebody at some point along the line made up the last name Edge.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But somebody made it up. So what?
My last name is Edgington.
Okay, and somebody made up Edgington
at
some
point.
But
you said everybody did, and I didn't make up
I'm
the
sorry,
name Edgington.
I didn't mean everybody as in, like, you made it up. But at some point, your name was made up in the past. So just because I made up a name doesn't make it less valid than your made-up name either. Anyway, so yeah, the best thing to do, Eric, would be to contact Talk Radio 850. And the same thing's true for all listeners out there. If you hate us, go ahead and contact them, too, and let them know how much you hate us.
Don't worry,
because,
they will.
Because, well, yeah, the haters definitely call. And that's the thing. The people who hate certain shows are far more likely to call the program director and bitch and moan about it than the people who actually appreciate a show. So it never hurts to give a little bit of positive feedback for the stuff you like on the station. You know what I mean?
I definitely hear you.
Thanks, Eric, for your call tonight. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Nope, I'm good.
Appreciate the call tonight.
I like to think that when Ian was making up his name, that he was trying to instill in himself the best characteristics of both Morgan Freeman and Gordon Freeman from the Half-Life games.
Nah, they weren't influential at all. That's just more of a statement about who
Maybe
I was.
Abby Freeman?
Don't know who that is. But it's more of a statement about who I prefer to be rather than who I was named at birth. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Rusty. He's in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, y'all. First, I want to start off with, I believe one of the co-hosts that does respect religion. Just wanted to say kudos to you, buddy. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, I guarantee they don't respect you. And that's kind of one of the reasons I'm calling is I think the religious right is slowly destroying the Republican Party, especially... In my area, I've had it where precinct chairs, you know, candidates have tried to apply for a vacant precinct, and they're gay, and there's a huge drawn-out fight about it. The gentleman, that's the only reason that they aren't going to become a precinct chair or allowed to be involved in the party is because they're openly homosexual.
Wow.
And I'm a member of Lockheed Republicans and things of that nature, and I went up to one of them, and I was like, oh, hey, you know, I'm an atheist. And he was like, okay, don't worry about it. I'll be quiet about it. Because their perception is they hate us more than they hate the gay people. So
yeah, it could be. I don't know. That's a good question. Who do the standard run-of-the-mill Republicans hate more, gays or atheists?
Atheists are the most hated group in America.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But by Republicans, though.
Well, if they're the most hated group in America, it probably stands to reason.
Probably.
Also most hated.
Well, wait
point.
Until the gay Satanist rolls in, and I'm sure that they'll like they'll be siding with the atheist. I think that the Republicans have they get some messages that will work, that will resonate with people. The problem is they're mired down in social conservatism that just ruins it all. I'm a Republican delegate to the state convention. I've got as much room to talk about this as anybody.
Yeah, Rusty, any other thoughts?
Yeah, one passing thought here about the statue incident. You know, back in, we had this thing called Night of Lights around Christmas where I grew up, and people had those little deer light statues, and, you know, they invite people to go through their lawns and look at the neighborhood, and sometimes teenagers would go out there and put the deer, I guess, lights up to where it looks like they're trying to mate. And,
oh, sure.
You know, if a cop caught them, they were just like, you know, don't do that. Or the person who had the deer said, well, I don't appreciate you coming on my property anymore. And that was the end of it. There really does.
As it should be. I mean, it's, you know, that's, exactly. You could argue that that's more offensive than what happened with the Jesus statue. And by the way, for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, earlier in the show tonight, there was an issue with a teenager who's facing prison time over a picture of him with his crotch near a kneeling Jesus. And so obviously some people are upset about that, but in relation to, you know, what should happen to him, I don't think there should be any sort of punishment. He didn't damage anything. At least you could argue with the deer that someone plucked it from the yard and it had to be placed back, you know, that there was some level of effort involved in fixing that problem. But, I mean, if that's the worst thing that happens to your Christmas display, I think you're doing all right. And thank you for the call tonight, Rusty. I appreciate it.
There's a Wikipedia entry specifically for baby Jesus theft.
There's a lot of it, too.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. The toll-free number tonight is 855.
And you don't support that, right?
Of course not. That's theft.
Right.
Why would I support? Why did you even have to ask that question?
Just making it clear for
folks. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So,
and then, you know, that, there's defacement. That stuff happens all the time. Is that a better
That's not okay.
It's not okay. No, it's not okay. But what I'm saying is that it happens all the time. And that the punishment... It's like, why is this case so special with this guy who took a photograph and didn't damage anything?
Right. Would he have to go to, if he had tagged the side of a building with graffiti, would he go to prison for 2 years? Would he be facing a charge like that?
In the area, there's another show on the Liberty Radio Network I was listening to earlier, Andrew Clark, and she had done some research into this and found out that in the area where he's at, the punishment for graffiti... actually damaging property in that area is 1 year in jail, whereas it's 2 years.
If you offend someone.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Well, okay, so I agree with you that, you know, 2 years is way crazy, and I don't think this kid's going to get 2 years. I don't think it would benefit anybody if
Hold that thought, Mark. We have a self-described Bible thumper on the line. William is in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, William. You're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, you're going to interrupt him for me, huh? Okay. Hold that thought. William wants to talk.
And here you are.
I just wanted to make a plea here. I'm not to, if people want to call in, they don't like Christianity and everything. I mean, I would like to just get away from all of the false accusations and the insults that are only for the purpose of an insult. If I give you something and it insults you, but I wasn't trying to insult it, you, in other words, whenever we say the choice is set before you to accept Christ, or to not accept Christ.
Hang on, William. I'm going to bring you back for this conversation here in a moment, because I've not said I have a problem with Christians. I haven't said that. Johnson, he's pretty rough towards...
I have a problem with religion itself, not with Christian people.
I don't have a problem with religion.
I just have a problem with the belief in hell.
I don't like organized religion, personally. Religion, I don't have a problem with. I actually respect people who seek that. More come up.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body.
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.